Good afternoon, Kenny.
Well, it's your big event coming up, the Dynamic Dade 15K. It was launched during the week and it's taking place Sunday week, the 2nd of August, starting at 11:30. I'm sure it's going to be a busy, hectic schedule for you all.
Well, that's right, Kenny. Well, first of all, thanks very much to you and Highland Radio for allowing us the facility to advertise and to publicise our race. As you say, it's on next Sunday, beginning at 11:30. This 15K race, just over 9 miles, began in 2005, so this is our 11th running of it. It's an unusual distance in the sense that there are very few other 15Ks in Ireland. I've come across only one, that's a mountain and road race in Sligo, the Warriors Run, which is up and down Knocknarea Mountain. This year in the Grand Prix, there are 57 events altogether. Most of them, 48 of them, are 5Ks. So this provides a good contrast with the shorter races. It provides more of a stamina tester. And no matter how good a 5K runner a person would be, they will lose a bit of the pace towards the end. For example, a very good 5K runner running, say, 15 minutes for 5K would probably take about 49 minutes for 15K. So it would treble their time and probably add on then 3 or 4 minutes. But one of the main advantages of the timing of this year's 15K is that it comes 3 weeks before the Donegal Half Marathon and the Donegal Marathon. It was the same last year. And it provided an excellent stepping stone, especially for the Half Marathon, because at 15K, you're within 6K of the Half Marathon distance. Which gets, if people have been training all summer, it gets them almost up to the half marathon distance, and they're able to gauge just how effective their training would be. They're also able to gauge roughly what kind of time they could expect in the half marathon. If somebody was, say, targeting an 80-minute half marathon, they'd be looking towards about 55 and a half minutes for the 15K. If they're targeting, say, 90 minutes, they'd be looking for about 62 and a half minutes for the 15K. As you know, all the race numbers are up this year in the Grand Prix events. We had 221 runners last year in our 15K, and we're hoping this year to get around about the 300 mark, which is a big change from years gone by, say in the 1990s, when most of the races attracted only a couple of dozen runners. So we're hoping for a very, very big event next week. It's named, of course, after the legendary Dynamic Dade, who a much loved ex-Olympian who still puts a lot of work into the club. The funny thing about the race is a couple of years ago I was talking to a man before the race started from the Midlands. He'd come up and he asked me when Danny had passed away. So I was a bit taken aback, and then I realised that he thought it was the Dynamic Dade Memorial Race. So it's a great tribute to Danny. It's one of the few races in which we've still got a living person, because generally races are named after the deceased. So it's a great tribute to Danny and just how much he's contributed over the years.
Yeah.
Finally, if I could maybe just mention our sponsors, Kenny.
Yeah.
The main sponsor of the race is the Station House Hotel. They provide very, very valuable help, practical help, financial help to the club. And we would hope that members who are having functions, etc., would bear that in mind. And finally, we get enormous help from Aura Leisure Centre. That'll be the facility being used next week for registration, share facilities, and the race will, of course, finish on the track. We've got a business relationship with Aura, but it's much more than just a business relationship, and the members who use Aura on a day-to-day basis are met with courtesy and great helpfulness from the staff. So that just about sums up, Kenny, next week's race. So we're hoping all the runners, especially those preparing for half marathons or marathons further down the line, will come out and support this event over an unusual and a good distance.
Yeah, so it's starting at the Aura, I presume, is it, Hugh? And can people register before the event, or how would you...
There's registration before the event, and there'll be registration on the day as well.
So is there the website for it?
There's a website for the 15K, yes.
Right, that's great. So... Everything's all set in place, all helpers got, and everybody's raring to go.
That's right. Well, one of the lucky things in the club is we've got loads and loads of helpers. The race director is Brendan McDade, who puts in absolutely phenomenal work. and he's got a great team around him. But Brendan works really hard. He was down in Dublin last night for an athletics meeting. So Brendan puts in sterling work, and we all appreciate the work Brendan does for the club. So he'll be the main man to look out for next week. And of course, all non-club members, unaffiliated runners, are very, very welcome, and they'll get a warm reception from everyone at the club next week.